USA Radio News.
President Biden is defending his decision to visit the Saudi crown prince, whom U.S. intelligence officials believe ordered the 2018 killing of a journalist. This is all as he kicks off his five-day trip to the Middle East. The president stated that the Saudis are key to stabilizing the area and reiterating his devotion to human rights. Back in June, the president said he would not meet with the crown prince and promised to make the Saudis a, quote, pariah state during his campaign. Authorities have located all the 44 people who were reported unaccounted for in a remote part of southwest Virginia after a sudden and severe storms hit the area. There were no deaths reported in the flooding, but one person was injured from a snake bite. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A former president may be returning to D.C.
President Trump plans to return to Washington, D.C. for the first time since leaving office in January of 2021. The America First Policy Institute is holding an invitation-only event on the 25th and 26th of this month. The event will be streamed live and is open to the press. The group has not specified the two-day event's location yet due to security reasons. Speakers include former Speaker Newt Gingrich, House members, senators, former cabinet members, and former White House officials. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, a D.C. district judge has rejected an argument from former chief White House strategist Steve Bannon to delay his contempt of Congress trial, ruling that it will begin Monday morning with jury selection. The House January 6th committee subpoenaed Bannon in September 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Federal transportation investigators have determined a 13-year-old was not behind the wheel of a pickup truck when it struck another vehicle in a deadly crash that killed 9 people in Texas in March. The findings said the boy's father was driving the truck, and according to the toxicology testing, he had methamphetamine in his system at the time. Both the father and son died when their truck crossed a lane and collided with a van carrying 8 student golfers and their coach from the University of Southwest in Hobbs, New Mexico. The crash caused both vehicles to catch fire.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Kevin Spacey has been dropped from one of the 3 movies he had lined up after being accused of sexual assault in the UK. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.